Skills needed for new roles in personalized learning. Skills needed for new roles in personalized learning are changing the way you teach. To succeed in today's classrooms, embracing new adaptive learning technologies is key. You will explore how to boost digital literacy, integrate technology, and build strong communication skills. Moreover, it's essential to create a learner-centered community that thrives on collaboration. Discover strategies for effective teamwork, assess learners smartly, and give feedback that changes lives. Get ready to transform your teaching with modern skills that make a real difference. Essential personalized learning skills for educators. Understanding adaptive learning technologies. As an educator, grasping adaptive learning technologies is crucial. These tools adjust to each student's needs, allowing personalized experiences. Think of it like a tailor-made suit. It fits perfectly because it's crafted just for you. By using these technologies, you can help students learn at their own pace, making lessons more engaging and effective. For example, platforms like Dreambox and iXL adapt math problems based on student performance. This means students who struggle get easier questions, while advanced learners face tougher challenges. Embracing these technologies can transform your teaching and boost student success. Importance of digital literacy in teaching. In today's digital age, digital literacy is a must-have skill for teachers. It's about knowing how to use technology effectively in the classroom. This skill not only enhances your teaching, but also prepares your students for their future jobs. Consider this: 85% of jobs that will exist in 2030 haven't been invented yet. By teaching digital skills, you're equipping your students to thrive in an uncertain future. Here are some digital literacy skills you should focus on. 1. Navigating online resources. 2. Using educational software. 3. Understanding online safety. How to integrate technology and learning. Integrating technology into your lessons doesn't have to be a headache. Here are some simple ways to get started. 1. Use interactive tools. Platforms like Kahoot and Quizlet make learning fun and engaging. 2. Incorporate videos. Visual aids can help explain complex topics clearly. 3. Encourage collaboration. Use tools like Google Classroom for group projects. By weaving technology into your teaching, you'll create a more dynamic learning environment. Remember, the goal is to make learning enjoyable and effective for your students. Collaboration and communication skills in education. Building a learner-centered community. Creating a learner-centered community is vital for every student. You want your classroom to be a place where everyone feels valued, heard, and engaged. When students feel connected, they are more likely to participate actively. Here are some ways to build that community. 1. Encourage open communication. Make it easy for students to share their thoughts. Use tools like class discussions, group projects, or even online forums. 2. Foster relationships. Get to know your students. Show interest in their lives outside of school. This builds trust and encourages them to express themselves. 3. Celebrate diversity. Every student brings something different to the table. Embrace these differences and use them to enhance learning. By focusing on these areas, you can create an environment where students thrive. Strategies for effective teamwork in schools. Teamwork is essential in schools. You can teach students how to work together effectively. Here are some strategies to consider. 1. Set clear goals. Ensure everyone knows what the team is working towards. This keeps everyone on the same page. 2. Assign roles. Give each student a specific role. This helps them feel responsible and accountable. 3. Encourage feedback. Create a culture where students can give and receive constructive criticism. This helps improve both individual and group performance. 4. Use team-building activities. Fun activities can break the ice and build trust. Consider games or challenges that require collaboration. These strategies not only help in teamwork, but also prepare students for future roles in a collaborative world. The role of collaboration in personalized learning. Collaboration plays a key role in personalized learning. It allows students to learn at their own pace while still benefiting from the ideas of others. Here's how collaboration helps. 1. Shared knowledge. When students work together, they share insights and perspectives that can deepen understanding. 2. Peer support. Students can help each other overcome challenges. This peer support can be more relatable than teacher feedback. 3. Increased engagement. Collaborative tasks often lead to higher levels of interest and motivation. Students are more likely to engage when they work with friends. Incorporating collaboration into personalized learning creates a dynamic and supportive learning environment. Assessment techniques for personalized learning, effective feedback methods for learners. When you think about learning, feedback is your guiding star. It helps you see where you are and where you can go. Using clear and timely feedback can make a big difference in your learning journey. Here are some effective methods to consider. 1. Regular check-ins. Schedule short meetings to discuss progress. This keeps you on track and helps you feel supported. 2. Peer reviews. Work with classmates to give feedback on each other's work. This builds community and helps you learn from different perspectives. 3. Self-assessment. Take time to reflect on your own work. Ask yourself questions about what you did well and what you can improve. Developing personalized curriculum assessment. Creating a personalized curriculum is like crafting a custom suit. It should fit your needs and help you shine. Here's how to develop assessments that work for you. 1. Identify learning goals. What do you want to achieve? Write down your goals so you can focus on them. 2. Choose assessment methods. Think about how you learn best. Would you prefer projects, tests, or presentations? 3. Adjust as needed. Learning is a journey. If something isn't working, don't hesitate to change it. Flexibility is key. Using data analytics in education for improvement. Data analytics can feel like magic in education. It helps you see trends and patterns that can boost your learning. Here's how it works. 1. Test scores. Identify strengths and weaknesses. See which subjects need more focus. 2. Attendance records. Monitor engagement. Track if you're attending classes regularly. 3. Feedback surveys. Gather insights on teaching methods. Understand what works for you in class. By using data effectively, you can make informed decisions about your learning path. It's like having a compass that guides you towards success.